This is Warrior Sound in Miami. I'm Lawrence Scott, joined by Tim Roy, and enjoying a breezy day here in Miami. A day off as we tape this for the team, coming off two consecutive wins, Tim. And in searching for some effort, you saw a lot of effort in Orlando.
A lot of effort in Orlando, but I have to also tell you, Wolf Blitzer just walked by. I mean, that's like...
It's a situation room out here.
It is. I think the situation is it's a nice day off in Miami. Orlando, we saw the effort. We saw the ball movement. They got back to being who they are on the offensive end and almost set a franchise record in assists, one shy of the game against the Lakers last year. And it just shows you that when they're on point and when they're making the simple plays, it leads to spectacular ends. Trying to make the spectacular play all the time does not bode well for them, but I think last night they showed just how good they can be on the offensive end.
All right, so that was the win in Orlando, but the road trip, which is a six-game road trip, the longest of the season, began on Monday night in L.A. at Staples Center. The Warriors beating the Lakers in overtime, and this play, certainly key.
Durant will push, comes down the middle, flares to the right with a handle. Now waits and looks and finds Iguodala. Andre to Curry, right side, another three for Steph. Got another one! Back-to-back triples for Curry! 115 to 109, 4:02 to go, and the Lakers call timeout in OT.
Really a pivotal moment where he heats up, and this is what he does.
That's what he does, and it's also, to me, it reflected the struggle of the night. You know, he was coming off the right hand, right ring finger bruise, and it clearly affected him. His first few buckets were with the left hand, and I think he just figured out over the course of the game that, okay, it's going to hurt a little bit. Now I just got to fight through it and manage it. And when the game was on the line, I think the adrenaline kicked in, and I think it showed in that fourth quarter and overtime. And he ends up helping the Warriors win that game in overtime. It's a game they really needed to win. You know, they didn't want to lose back-to-back games and certainly didn't want to get into a situation where they have to go back in and rethink everything. So it kind of broke the ice, if you will.
We talk so much about Draymond being the fire and the drive and the soul of the team, but as a guy who has an immense basketball IQ, he has a pulse on what is going on. You talked to him after the Lakers game, and he had a way to contextualize what's gone on thus far and where it can go. Let's take a listen.
You know, we're just not playing hard every night. Obviously, when you're in the type of run that we're in, you know, this is kind of the fourth year of, you know, just kind of being at the top. You know, you can sometimes get bored, but that is the challenge, you know, and trying to repeat. That's why so few teams are able to repeat, because, you know, a championship isn't won in June. Championship is won throughout the course of the season, getting better every night, and that's why most teams struggle to repeat, because it's hard to keep that focus for 82 games and embrace that process of getting better. So I think that's where we are right now, but we just have to get better with that. You have to take on the challenge, try to get better each and every time we step on the floor, and we'll be fine.
So in total, when you kind of read between the lines here, what do you take from this, Tim?
I take from this that Draymond understands it's not just one thing and not just one player. And I think what he was pointing out is that, hey, across the board, we're just not, you know, locked in right now. And I think it's okay for the Warriors not to be locked in at this very moment, considering everything that's gone on in the last 3 years and change. But I think it also shows that they know what they need to do. And that is just come out and focus and play hard. And when they do that, they can be the team of the era. When they don't do that, they can be vulnerable. And so I think Draymond was just summing up what he felt about the team. And I think it's pretty spot on that they really need to play harder than what they – you know, they think they're playing hard, but they're not playing as hard as they need to be a championship team.
Now, you do have Draymond Green serving up Jordan Bell, something real special in the Orlando game. And, you know, Tim, we always know the passing's on point, but now we're seeing an athleticism with a guy who comes in and plays with so much fire, just like Draymond. I mean, these two guys together, it's pretty lethal.
It is pretty lethal, and he's active, and he gives the Warriors something they don't have, a young, athletic big with fresh legs who can get off the ground in a hurry, and, you know, he makes up for some sins. You know, he blocks a couple of shots, he gets a dunk, he gets an offensive rebound, and that kind of activity and energy is perfect for this team because it's a veteran team now. You know, it's no longer a young team. 3 years ago, 2014-15, kind of a young team. Now we've kind of slid into a veteran team because these guys are playing in their prime. And so having that, you know, youthful exuberance, I think is really good for the club.
And the play. Oh, here's Tim's call.
Draymond Green gets a play call in. And he'll run it. 128-110. Backdoor lob to Bell. Catches and dunks, and he threw it down in a quick motion. Oh, my goodness. Jordan Bell just elevated with that.
So a moment ago, you were speaking about it being a veteran team, and when you look at the ultimate veteran who brings so much stability and intelligence and just poise and real, like, I mean, a man's man, David West, you got an unbelievable opportunity to really break down what makes David West David West in a great conversation.
Yeah, you know, the thing about David West, and we're so spoiled covering the Warriors, is that there's so many guys who have a world view and not just an NBA view. And so they're not just worried about shots and minutes. They're worried about the world around them. And I think that, to me, is what makes David West such a special guy and a special basketball player, is that he gets that being an athlete, he's part of a fabric that can help this country move forward in certain issues. So we not only talked about his role on the team and being a mentor to some of the young guys on this team, but also about, you know, the way he fits in with the world and some of the things he's trying to do to make, you know, the world a better place.
Here's Tim Roy's conversation with David West.
You know, I'm a lot older than you are, but I also think in terms of a lot of different things, the world around us, and
right.
And tell me a little bit about you've been around, you've played for a lot of coaches and a lot of different, you know, mm-hmm. situations. But what's it like to play for a coach who has such a world view as Steve Kerr?
Well, you know, it's great. You know, Steve is always open and honest about how he's feeling with us as a group. I think even in the early mornings before he gets in front of the media, he always seems like he's got, you know, he's contemplating something. Something's on his mind. He keeps keeps himself engaged in terms of what's going on in the world around us. And I think sometimes it's that's what happens. Or that's one of the faults of professional life in terms of athletics, is that you get caught up in this. This lifestyle, you get caught up in the game, and sometimes you forget about, the greater issues outside in the world. But Steve doesn't let you forget. He's constantly engaged and usually on point when he does say something publicly. He's got the right perspective and the right outlook. When he delivers whatever it is he's saying.
Great stuff. Follow Tim on Twitter at Warriors Vox, and many more conversations like this coming in the weeks/months ahead as the season continues to unfold. And Tim, thank you so much for being here and joining us on a really delightful day here in Miami. With Tim Roy, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.